With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. An investigation is underway on possible herbicide drift in Brown County. Initial findings suggest the herbicide dicamba could be causing damage to soybean crops. Garrett Schaefer is a weeds field specialist for the South Dakota State University Extension. He says solid evidence of how the chemical is spreading hasn't been found yet.
We think possibly some of the cases are dicamba related. We're not exactly sure how it's moving. It's really hard to tell with dicamba how it moves, and you can't really tell from the signs of plants around them necessarily if it's vapor or particle drift. I think it's both happening. Also, I think there's been some tank contamination in spray rigs. You can see that across some fields.
Schaefer says dicamba can be hard to remove from equipment and can spread without farmers knowing. He says it can put added stress on crops, which could have harmful effects on the farms experiencing drought in Brown County. Schaefer says if a farmer suspects herbicide drift damage, they should contact agriculture officials.
First off, make sure they don't jump to conclusions, because there's a lot of things that need to be done before we know exactly what's happening. Next step, get a South Dakota Department of Agriculture ag inspector out to take samples from the field that might be affected from the herbicide or suspected herbicide. And then they can send it into a lab, and then from there, you can send a complaint into the South Dakota Department of Agriculture.
Schaefer says not all soybean crops are susceptible to dicamba. He says there are crops in Brown County which have a tolerance to the herbicide and won't be damaged. The recaptured leader of a polygamous sect accused of running a Utah and Arizona food stamp fraud scheme has won a one-month trial delay so lawyers can try to determine if he suffered memory loss or brain damage in accidents in the 1990s. U.S. District Judge Ted Stewart approved a trial date delay for Lyle Jeffs, pushing it back from September 18th to October 23rd. Jeffs was caught in South Dakota after becoming a fugitive on June the 14th. You're with SDPB.